You would have thought I did this before. Stepping on the rejoin.
Too excited today.
Ryan Armani, Jamie Edmonds, JR Afternoon. It is our special Christmas on Us for Michigan Military Honoree Reception, the broadcast at Guernsey Farms Dairy. We are going to take a pause in this action, and we are joined now by Alex Zilkowski. It is our Football Friday, our College Football Insider, brought to you by our friends at Skinny Butcher, and you can now get those portable protein dippers exclusively at Kroger and Meijer. Michigan companies teaming up check them out in the refrigerated meat section. There you go. I'm not in studio, and I have all my all up in the dome. Alex, how are you, my friend? What a surreal day, first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks, Justin. Yeah, it's been a completely hectic week, and no one saw this coming at all. And just talk about a completely wild week and one of the true dark hours of Michigan football here.
Alex, I said this in the morning. I said, I can't believe, you know, Wednesday morning he's preparing for the Citrus Bowl against Texas, and by that evening he's in jail. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. Just a whirlwind of a day. Sherrone Moore apparently was also even interviewing people to become the new quarterback's coach earlier that morning, and then, yeah, later that night ends up in jail. So a very sad situation all the way around and just a crazy turn of events.
Alex, what's next for Ward Manuel? So much speculation regarding him. I know there was a conference call yesterday in the Board of Regents and donors.
He survived that.
Is there a level of commitment beyond you know, this current investigation that's going on to Ward Manuel?
Yeah, so I honestly think one of the big reasons why she ultimately survived that conference call yesterday is just the fact that Michigan needs to hire a football coach. They have an interim president right now who isn't qualified for this. And even though there has been so many scandals in this athletic department over the years, a priority number one for the good of the athletic department as a whole is finding a football coach. Because if you don't have a good football program, everything else gets messy at the University of Michigan. So I think he has a very short temporary leash to find a new coach and make a hire, and then I think he might be reevaluated later on in the spring.
Alex, how is the team? They do have a game in a couple of weeks. What is the word in Ann Arbor regarding the players? And, you know, Biff Poggi, of course, is the interim head coach there now. Is there any word coming out of Schembechler Hall on that reaction, the players' reaction to all of this? Because in this social media world specifically, it just seems like there have been crickets coming out of that place.
Well, my question also would be, has anyone decommitted?
Right.
So, yeah, it's been shockingly quiet out of the player front in Ann Arbor. On the recruiting front, Michigan's only had one player ask for release from their national letter of intent. So, that is a decent sign the recruiting class hasn't completely collapsed. But, yeah, no one has entered the portal yet from the player front either. So, but yeah, when it comes to preparation for the bowl game, I don't know how they can go about it regularly. And this is the, you know, the biggest distraction they could possibly face in that regard. And, you know, there's just a sense, from what I've heard and from some talking to people, there's just kind of a sense of shock and disappointment among the players. And, I mean, how couldn't you end up feeling that way, right? It's the human nature of it all.
Talking to Alex Zilkowski, our College Football Insider, brought to you by our friends at Skinny Butcher. And Alex, I posted a video on Facebook earlier today, just like, in my opinion, until there's alignment at Michigan, I'm not even sure it matters who the coach is. I think if there's alignment at Michigan and everybody's on the same page, you can hire my neighbor and they would be successful at Michigan. Conversely, if you hired Nick Saban to be the head coach at Michigan and you had all the bickering and the infighting and the power playing and all of that that happens at Michigan a lot, a guy like Nick Saban probably wouldn't even be successful
I
there.
I think they need a huge splash name after what has happened.
They need somebody that is absolutely have a track record of success with the utmost character in the world. And is there anybody out there that you are hearing that fits the bill there?
I completely agree with your assessment there. I think Kalen DeBoer is the guy who he's thrown on. He's been kind of seen as a moving shot pick for Michigan where if they were able to land him. He's had success everywhere he went, and I also think that he might be a guy who will be able to come in and really, again, get everyone in alignment, similar how Nick Saban did, because when he went to Alabama, that was a place that had so much booster involvement to the point where it's just meddling, the administration, infighting and stuff. So you're really going to need a good coach to come in and get some alignment, you know, hopefully come and get a friendship with Dusty Mann aligned with them so your two biggest names in the department help set things, you know, straight. But, yeah, it is a messy situation right now.
It is interesting to me. I will fully admit, for whatever reason, Caleb DeBoer, he doesn't excite me at all.
That's not the splashy excitement.
I mean, it's not even – I don't even care if it's splash, but, like, he does – like, okay, Washington, he had a couple of good years there. He's, you know, rolling a little bit at Alabama now, but he did have three losses this year, so it's not like he's lit the world on fire at Alabama. I don't know why he doesn't do it for me.
What about Jesse Minter?
No, I want first of all, in my opinion, Alex, and feel free to comment, I don't want anybody affiliated with any allegation whatsoever. And I think Minter is a guy in that Harbaugh era that, you know, I think some stink follows that. And also, I want a guy that's already been a head coach, a proven head coach. What do you make of Minter in that analysis of him?
Yeah, I think Minter wouldn't fit for a variety of reasons. One, I do think Michigan football should just completely start a new era, kind of Harbaugh era to bet here. And then he wasn't also the biggest recruiter back in his time in Ann Arbor, so that wasn't a guy. I think Kalen DeBoer is someone people should be excited about. He did a really good job at Fresno State before he was a head coach and before he was at Washington. He did a great job with the Michael Penix Indiana teams as their offensive coordinator, and Indiana fell apart afterwards. So I think he'd be a really good name to get excited about. Then another one as well, who I think would be a very good hire, would be Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. He was a great coordinator, Oregon's offensive coordinator, got Arizona State to the playoffs last year, is a great recruiter. So I think that'd be another name that people should be able to get excited about.
Well, Alex, you're a football insider, and there is a football game tomorrow. It's Army and Navy. Your thoughts
there? What about Jeff Monken? Bring him
here. Maybe some people here care about this game.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Army and Navy's one of the best games in college football. Every year, you get to see, you know, two just great option-based offenses dueled out. And then one of the games that's just shrouded in tradition and stuff. The two programs are so similar that any given year you don't really know who's going to come out ahead. Me personally, my pick, I think Navy's going to pull it out. I think they've just had a really good two-year run here, and their offense is really unique and creative given all the things they have to deal with. So I personally think the Midshipmen are going to win tomorrow.
He is the college. He is the Mel Kiper. You throw anything at him. I mean, this guy is a seventh round pick. He weighs 200. He knows it all. My goodness, the encyclopedia that is Alex Zilkowski. We're happy to have him here. We'll be listening on Sunday night as well. Alex, thanks so much, my friend. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
All right. Talk to you then. Thanks, Eric.
You got it. Alex Zilkowski, our College Football Insider, brought to you by our friends at Skinny Butcher. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two straight ahead. Jamie Edmonds, Ryan Armani, JR Afternoon at 760 WJR.